This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda returns home taking part in Food System Summit Plus 2 organized by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Italy. Meteorological Forecasting Division says possibility of heavy rain in some places throughout the country, and France says captive Niger president in good health. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil paid homage to Krishna Mandir in Patan this morning. President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel said the president also visited Sundari Chowk, Mool Chowk, Keshav Narayan Chowk and Patan Museum. The mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiri Babu Maharajan, welcomed the president at the Patan Darbar Square premises. On the occasion, museum's acting executive director Suresh Mar Lakhe and other officials there briefed the president about the site. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stated that the tradition to demand resignation for political reasons from Prime Minister, Minister for Home Affairs and Minister for Finance was not good. In a press meeting in the BBIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu, upon his return from Italy today, Prime Minister Dahal viewed that the major opposition's obstruction in Parliament demanding the Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister's resignation was not a good thing. The Prime Minister reiterated that he would further clarify this matter after holding discussions with the Deputy Prime Minister and Ministers. The Prime Minister, who represented Nepal in the UN Food Systems Summit Plus 2 stock-taking movement organized by the Food and Agriculture Organization, said that Nepal's participation in the event was important in itself. On a different note, he shared that the government had made necessary efforts to control the lumpy skin disease spreading rapidly in cattle. As high as 381 livestock died of lumpy skin disease in the Ramitab district, while the number of infected ones reached 21,000 plus. So far, 75 animals died in Ramitab municipality, 14 in Manthali municipality, 15 in Gokul Ganga rural municipality and 5 in Khanda Devi rural municipality, as shared by the livestock service section of the concerned local levels. Likewise, 150 animals died in Liku, Tamakosi rural municipality, 36 died in Sunapati and 40 others succumbed to the lumpy skin in Umakunda rural municipality. Meanwhile, the National Farmers Network has demanded the announcement of the pandemic of lumpy skin disease in the country. The Rukum East Road section of the Meat Hill Highway has been obstructed by a landslide at Bhumerula Municipality 4, halting vehicular traffic. Chief District Officer Madhya Prasad Sharma said as a result of the road obstruction since this morning, vehicles including passenger and cargo ones have been stuck midway stranding passengers. Inspector Satya Bahadur Burathoki said efforts are ongoing to remove debris. Burathoki said there is coordination with the construction company in removing debris, stating that a rock breaker is required to clear the road as the landslide has deposited big rocks on the road. World Hepatitis Day is being observed today with the slogan One Life, One Liver. The day aims to create increased public awareness of viral hepatitis and its effects on public health. Senior Consultant Liver Disease Specialist Dr. Sudhanshu Kesi said the day is especially important to spread public awareness about viral hepatitis disease. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Niger's President Mohamed Bazoum is in good health after being taken captive by his own presidential guard, the French foreign minister has said. Catherine Colonna said that the coup was not final. She said Bazoum had spoken to Emmanuel Macron and added there was a way out for the coup plotters if they listened to the global community. On Thursday, coup supporters attacked the headquarters of the ousted president's party. Russia has joined other countries and the UN in calling for his release. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called up Bazoum, promising Washington's unwavering support. The United Nations said it has suspended its humanitarian operations in Niger. Ukraine's military says it has had success on one of the front lines in southeast Ukraine as Western officials talk of a major thrust taking place. In a video published by President Zelensky, Ukrainian troops said they had taken the village of Storomyske. Earlier, Ukraine's military said it was solidifying positions it had reached in the same area, east of the city of Zaporizhia. Ukraine has not confirmed that it has beefed off its counteroffensive, but Russian President Vladimir Putin said Ukraine's attacks had significantly intensified. Russian-backed militia leader Alexander contradicted Putin, saying Ukraine had methodically shelled Staromyske for several days and made gains holding on to the outskirts and pushing on. Authorities in India say the federal police will investigate a case of sexual assault of a woman seen in a video which has sparked global outrage. Federal Home Minister Amit Shah said the Central Bureau of Investigation would take over the case from police in the violence-hit Manipur state. The incident occurred in early May but only became public last week. According to police, 7 people have been arrested so far in connection with the case. Federal Home Minister Shah said that the person who allegedly recorded the incident has also been arrested. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today due to the impact of the monsoon wind. Light to moderate precipitation is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarshan provinces. The division said the weather will partly to generally cloudy across the country in the afternoon today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall along with lightning at some places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarshan provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. Likewise, it will be generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. It is said there are also chances of heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning in some places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarshan provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda returns home taking part in Food Systems Summit Plus 2 organized by the Food and Agriculture Organization in Italy. Meteorological Forecasting Division says possibility of heavy rain in some places throughout the country and France says captive Niger president in good health. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.